Today I'd like to focus our attention on Max Scherzer, born July 27, 1984. He plays for the Washington Nationals, 6'3", 215 pounds, played in the major leagues for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was actually drafted on April 29, 2008 for the Diamondbacks, and then he went from there to the Detroit Tigers. Many, many highlights and awards. He's a five-time All-Star. He's a two-time Cy Young Award winner, three-time wins leader, Major League Baseball strikeout leader in 2016. He pitched two no-hitters in 2015, tied the Major League Baseball record for strikeouts, 20 of them, in a nine-inning game, May 11, 2016. And he pitched an immaculate inning, May 14, 2017, which means nine pitches, nine strikes, three outs. Immaculate inning. Doesn't happen very often. I'm intrigued by the fact that he's from close to here. He's from Chesterfield, Missouri. He played at Parkway Central High School. And he actually was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in the 43rd round in the 2003 Major League Baseball draft. But he didn't sign there. And instead, he attended the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. So he played over at Mizzou and made quite a name for himself. There's a lot of things that strike me. He's just a fantastic pitcher, very great competitor. But one thing, as I think about him as a man, that struck me was the day that I saw on SportsCenter him playing catch with this little boy up in the stands at Citi Field, home of the Mets. And so it's before the Nationals played their game. He takes this break, talking about Scherzer, takes a break from catching fly balls in the outfield during batting practice to play catch with this young Mets fan. And this guy, Joe LaRocca, shared this video of his 11-year-old son, who is wearing a Mets jersey, a Mets hat, but he's tossing a ball back and forth to Scherzer from the left field stands. The little boy, after all of those throws and catches, finally Scherzer has to get back to his job, and the little boy says, "I'm not giving this ball away. There's no way." Now, that said a lot to me about Scherzer, his willingness. We're living in a time where people just aren't willing to risk. What if he threw it and it hit the boy? What if he threw it and he lost it or something like that? You can't win today. He doesn't know this kid. He doesn't know this kid's dad. And so he's putting trust in the fact of his physical ability to get the ball to him, but also that this kid isn't going to do something so that as a result of that, now Scherzer is dealing with something. He's putting all of that aside to pour into the life of this young man. Makes me think of the disciples and Jesus. There were times where little children would come up, and the disciples were like, and that was back in a culture where children were not elevated at all. We live in a time where there's a lot of childolatry going on, but there's still a hesitancy on, especially men's part, to reach into the life of a child and encourage them and help them. We come here to Mark chapter 9, and it says this. In verse 33, and they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. And so Jesus is modeling how we look at kingdom life, how we look at success. And I know this exchange between Scherzer and this young man was caught on video. But I would think that he would have played catch anyways. He didn't know necessarily that this was going to be videotaped. And that, to me, is a gamble that's worth taking. And so where are you at today when it comes to greatness? When it comes to how you view what success is? Many times we want to be in the right place at the right time, say the right thing, and maybe what we just need to do is be a person that is right, and we have right standing because of what Christ did, that he puts in us opportunities that we see with people, and especially with children. The tendency would be to think, well, this doesn't benefit me at all, but to take the time to reach into the life of a child and to care about them in a pure, beautiful way, and to allow God to use that. That is true greatness. And that is what God is calling us to as men, to be the leaders, to be the protectors, to be the ones that when kids look at us, they look at us as people of integrity, people that they can trust, people that they can call on to say, you're the person that keeps me from harm. Where are you at today with that? I'll tell you, that's a work of God in each of our lives. And I hope that you desire that same kind of thing.